We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Favor vouchsafed. my love for thee.
Afraid, for your Savior's nigh. Spirit moves within. Sad. sins away. Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled Experimental Prayer. Matthew chapter 21 verse 22 says, "Whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." "It works," exclaimed Madariatu. She was excited to tell me about her recent experience with prayer. Baptized early this year with her husband Roger, Madariatu is one of our 5 Muslim background converts. She is also a First Faith Dendi Muslim convert. In our jargon, that means we are the first Christian group she has joined, coming directly from Islam. Second faith, or third faith, converts are people with Muslim backgrounds who met Christ with other Christian groups before discovering our three angels' messages. Madariatu is very dear to our project. Some months ago, her father threatened to disown her, but she remained faithful. As we offer special prayers for her almost every day, we ask the Lord to touch her heart and invite her into a personal prayer life experience with Him. Praise God, it happened recently. Madariatu has a traditional oven in which she bakes bread to sell to supplement her husband's income as a carpenter. In June, early in the 3-month rainy season, heavy rains destroyed part of her oven. She was devastated. Mud bricks to repair it cannot be made during the rainy season. And the idea of not being able to earn any income for 3 months was unthinkable. After searching in vain for 2 months for some bricks to buy, Madariatu heard a sermon about prayer and decided to bring the matter of her oven before the Lord. Having been an Adventist Christian only 7 months, she didn't yet feel comfortable or confident in prayer, and she had never prayed alone before. Also, she did not want to tell her husband about her prayer. Therefore, every day at our group's 3 daily prayer sessions, she brought her petition to God silently, wondering what would happen. Just a few days later, Madariatu met an uncle who asked her why she looked so sad. She told him about her oven. "How many bricks do you need?" he asked her. "About 30. She replied. "Come to my house and take as many as you want. They are free," he said. Overcome with joy and gratefulness to God, Madariatu began to sing the few hymns she knew. She could not believe that her prayers had been answered so quickly. However, she still faced a challenge. how would she get all those heavy bricks home to her house? She talked with two different vehicle owners about transporting her bricks, but they both said the $2 she had was far too little. Just as she was beginning to despair, a third man drove up and said he would do it for $2. Another answered prayer. In her joy, Madariatu asked the man, "Do you know that God sent you to me?" The man did not understand what she meant, but she just smiled and thanked him. A few minutes later, she was home with her bricks. 2 days later, while telling me about her first experience with the power of prayer, Madariatu promised to take her new Christian faith even more seriously and always attend the prayer meetings. Praise God! He knows how to draw his children to himself. A reflection associated with this story comes from Prophets and Kings, page 157. As he prayed, his faith reached out and grasped the promises of heaven. And he persevered in prayer until his petitions were answered. He did not wait for the full evidence that God had heard him, but was willing to venture all on the slightest token of divine favour. And yet, what he was enabled to do under God, all may do in their sphere of activity in God's service. For of the prophet from the mountains of Gilead it is written, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. James chapter 5, verse 17. Experimental Prayer was written by Miche Bade of Adventist Frontier Missions, used by permission of Adventist Frontier Missions, AFM. AFM seeks to establish Indigenous Seventh-day Adventist church planting movements with unreached people groups. You can visit afmonline.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.